إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، اليوم التاسع من شهر رمضان المبارك لعام 33,400 للهجرة، نرحب بكم جميعا وأسأل الله أن يتقبل منا ومنكم جميعا الصيام والقيام. I welcome all of you together in this class on the 9th of Ramadan of the year 1433 of the Hijrah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our fasting and our standings. فَإِنَّ هَذَا الشَّهْرَ شَهْرُ الصِّيَامِ وَالْقِيَامِ. No doubt that this month is the month of fasting and the month of qiyam in the night, praying the Taraweeh and the like. Today, inshaAllah ta'ala, the reminder in this class is about Qiyamul Layl, the importance and the virtues of the night prayer, and especially in this blessed month of Ramadan. فهذا الشهر كما أسلفنا شهر الصيام وشهر القيام، عبادة بالليل وعبادة بالنهار. نعم، this is the month of fasting and the month of qiyam. We perform actions of worship in the day, and also the night has actions of worship for it. وهذا امتثالا لأمر الله عز وجل الذي قال لنبينا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام: يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا. And we as Muslims, we do this. We stand at night and pray because Allah has commanded our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has received a command from Allah in this surah, that is Surah Al-Muzzammil. Surah Al-Muzzammil, the chapter 73 of in the book of Allah, O you wrapped in garments, meaning the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stand to pray all night, except a little of the night, half of it, or a little less than that, or a little more, and recite the Quran aloud in a slow, pleasant tone and style. وَأَثْنَى اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ عَلَى أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And in many ayats in the Quran, Allah praises and mentions, therefore highlights the characteristics of the people of Jannah, qualities, and we need to check ourselves. We want to make it to the Jannah, alhamdulillah, that's our goal, we hope. But this is the characteristics of the people of the Jannah, and are found in the Quran. We check ourselves to these characteristics and these qualities that Allah mentioned in the Quran of the people of the Jannah, and also that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in his Sunnah, the qualities and the characteristics of the people of Jannah. One of the characteristics of the people of the Jannah, and Allah praised them because of that, Allah says that the people of Jannah, those who want the Jannah and they work for it, they sleep only a little bit of the night. They don't sleep all night. And at the time right before Fajr, they ask in Allah for forgiveness. Time before Fajr comes in, they're already up before that. And they make tahajjud and qiyam and salat and recite long recitations. And then a moment before Fajr comes in, they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah for forgiveness. Ashar. وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Also Allah tells us in the Quran, أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا لِمَاذَا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ. In another verse Allah tells us about a person who's standing in prayer and invocation, in the prayer and reciting the Quran, in the night time, prostrating and standing, doing this, afraid of the hereafter, preparing for the hereafter and hoping for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى إن ناشئة الليل هي أشد وطئا وأقوى مقيلا. The moment of the night, as Ibn Kathir رحمه وتعالى, when he explained this, showing the virtue and superiority of the time, the night time, especially the last third of the night, when the body already gets some rest. You sleep after the Isha, you get some rest and you wake up. Ibn Kathir, he says this is the best time. At that moment of the night will help you and assist you to do the best job as related to this great act of worship, which is Qiyam al-Layl. قال لأنه أجمع للخاطر في أداء القراءة وتفهمها من قيام النهار لأن النهار وقت انتشار الناس ولغط الأصوات وأوقات المعاش. At that moment of the night, a person will do a better job reciting and understanding and having khushu' and contemplating upon what the person is reciting that moment, better than the daytime. Better than the daytime. Why? Because he says that moment is a moment of serenity, tranquility, peace. As opposed to the day, when you try to read the Quran in a day, you try to pray in a day, you do anything in the daytime, there's a lot of noise, there's a lot of commotions, there's a lot of things going on around you, noises from the streets, and all these things disturb you. And opposed to that moment of the night, almost everybody is asleep. No traffic on the streets, no noise, children are asleep. Usually you don't receive no phone calls at that moment, as opposed to daytime. أخي المسلم أختي المسلمة إن قيام الليل عبادة تصل القلب بالله سبحانه وتعالى وتجعله قادرا على التغلب على مغريات الحياة وعلى مجاهدة النفس في وقت هدأت فيه الأصوات ونامت العيون وتقلب النوام على الفرش. نعم, قيام الليل, the night prayer, is an act of worship that connects the heart of the person to its creator. Qiyam al-Layl, the night prayer, assists and make a person able to face the dunya and to endure with patience. Rather, Qiyam al-Layl give strength to a servant, to the believer, to overcome his lusts and desires, to subdue his nafs, his own soul. And what's helping him again is a quietness, calmness of the moment. Especially, look at the virtue of standing while many people are asleep. You feel special. Naam, it's a special occasion. People are tossing and turning in their nice beds, but the one who's making tahajjud and standing in a night prayer, he's special, he's doing something here that many people cannot do. لكن قوام الليل يهبون من فروشهم الوثيرة وسررهم المريحة ويكابدون الليل والتعب. But those who make tahajjud, yes, they have beds too. They have beds too, and they have homes. And they human beings, they wanted to sleep too, but they give up all that. Why? Because they determine. It's not easy for them to wake up. Yes, they want us to sleep too. They want us to stay under that nice, cozy, fluffy blanket. They want to do that. But they like, no, and they get up. ولذلك كان قيام الليل من مقاييس العزيمة السارقة وسمات النفوس الكبيرة الذين مدحهم الله عز وجل بآيات كثيرة. That's why قيام الليل, تهجد prayer, is one of the things that indicate those people who have strong will and determination to do good. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised them in many ayats in the Quran. Many ayats of Allah praise those who stand in prayer at night. وَقِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ سُنَّةٌ مُؤَكَّدَ أَيُّهَا الْأَحِبَّةِ حَثَّ عَلَيْهِ الرَّسُولُ صلى الله عليه وسلم بِقَوْلِهِ كما في حديث الذي رواه مسلم في صحيحه رحمه الله عليكم بقيام الليل فإنه دأب الصالحين قبلكم ومقربة لكم إلى ربكم ومكفرة للسيئات ومنهاة عن الإثم ومطردة للداء عن الجسد. Night prayer is a strongly and highly recommended sunnah of the Prophet. It's not wajib, it's not obligatory, but highly recommended. As the Prophet said in this hadith that is collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, pray the night prayer. Perform the tahajjud, the night prayer. Because this is the, if you do so, you found the example of the righteous people before you. And it leads you closer to your Lord. Na'am. And is an expiation of the sins. Night prayer expiates the sins. And it helps you to stay away from ithm, from sins and disobedience, night prayer. And it keeps you healthy as well by protecting you from illnesses. Now, the illnesses of the body. I remember a couple of years ago, I read, somebody sent me an email that some doctors somewhere, some top doctors, researchers, I don't know, in California or somewhere, they come up with this great invention, that's what they call it, or discovery. What is this discovery? Qiyam al-layl. They say if a person sleep and wake up, you know, a couple hours before dawn, that helps that person, you know, because as a human being we have a lot of acids, enzymes, and all these things in our body. And those acids, they start going up, you know. And that's what bother you, give you heartburn, give you like bad breath, make you sluggish, you wake up, you know. He says, those people who wake up those 2-3 hours before that moment, they don't have to worry about that. They don't have, because when they get up and make some moves, they make moves, meaning they mean walk the dog away or something. But we wake up and stand in front of Allah, alright? They say they can make some move, and this and that balance those chemicals in the body, and a person is okay. But we tell them, man, how much money you spend on these resources? Millions! You could have went to Sahih Muslim, man, and get it from the Sahih Muslim, from the man who was illiterate. He didn't have this equipment, okay? He didn't have all this mizaniya. What's mizaniya? Budget. Ahsant, a budget. He didn't have this, the budget that these guys have right now. Allahu Akbar. Read the Quran. Over 1400 years ago, man, we know this. And yes, it's true. Those people who wake up, whatever they are, they're healthy. They're nice. They got energy. I know. I'm saying this, but I'm guilty myself. I gotta tell you that first. Don't you think like, man, I'm just telling these things because this is for me, Afwan. We love to sleep and we're like, yeah, it's a little bit, even at Fajr time. We set the alarm clock right at Fajr time at the event. And we still like, 2 minutes. What 2 minutes is going to do to you? You know what 2 minutes is going to do to you at that moment? Cost you Fajr prayer. Because you're going to say, that's 2 minutes. 2 minutes turn to what? 20 minutes. And you were like, who has a zero? Nobody has a zero, man. Nobody did. You just have to get up. Have this determination. Alright? Have the zeal. Why are you getting up for Fajr? SubhanAllah. If we still have a problem getting up for Fajr, but then we get up for work, that's a big problem, man. For work we get up, no problem, right or wrong. Sometimes, or if one of us has this great opportunity at 3 o'clock in the morning, he has to be there. Man, we set 3 alarm clocks, right? And we wake up before the alarm clock. 1 hour, right or wrong. We wake up 1 hour before the alarm clock. Why? Because you have it in here. It's not in the alarm clock. It's in you now. It's in your system. It's in your brain. I can't miss this one. I can't miss this opportunity. This is good for me. There is no way I'm going to miss this. And some of us don't even go to sleep. But Allah is merciful. Didn't tell us, don't go to sleep. No, we go to sleep. And we wake up. Alhamdulillah. May Allah make things easy for us. We want the Jannah, but we just like, we want the Jannah our way. Yes, subhanAllah. وصلاة الليل في رمضان لها فضيلة ومزية على غيرها لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث المتفق عليه من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Now we mention in general the virtue and the merits and superiority of a night prayer, but now especially in this blessed month of Ramadan, the night prayer after Isha, that night prayer that we perform in Ramadan has a greater merit, actually, a greater virtue over any other ones, other than those who are performed any other months other than Ramadan, because of the Prophet ﷺ statement in the hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, whoever stands the night, meaning perform the night prayers in Ramadan, Taraweeh, Akhwan, we're going to mention them, Imanan wa ihtisaban, out of iman, out of belief, and seeking the reward that Allah has for the believers who perform this act of worship. What is the reward? All their previous sins will be forgiven. Allahu Akbar. All the previous sins will be forgiven. فينبغي للمسلم الحرص على صلاة التراويح لينال ثوابها وأجرها ولا ينصرف حتى ينتهي الإمام منها ومن الوتر ليحصل له أجر قيام الليل كله. So it's very important for us as Muslims to be diligent, to perform Salat al-Taraweeh. You don't have to, but there is a great reward. Everything can wait. But you gotta pray Taraweeh first, in the masjid, with the congregation, behind the imam, so that you can get this great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you should not leave until the imam finish. Not like some people, they pray 4 rakat and leave, 6 and leave. No. Now you wait until the imam finish, and you pray with him even the witr. You don't finish and go pray witr by yourself somewhere else. No, you finish. Why? If you do this, you'll be rewarded as though you stood up the whole night. Allah. After Taraweeh is over, you can go to sleep until Fajr. But you are written with Allah, the reward for you, as though you stood up the whole night. And this is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَجُزُ لِلنِّسَاءِ حُضُورُ التَّرَاوِيحِ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ إِذَا أَمِنَتِ الْفِتْنَ مِنْهُنَّ وَبِهِنَّ لِقَوْلِ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في الحديث المتفق عليه لَا تَمْنَعُوا إِمَاءَ اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ. نعم, women, it's permissible for them to attend Taraweeh prayer. Women, is permissible for them to attend the Taraweeh prayer in the masajid, but with condition that no fitna will be involved by them coming to the masajid. They should not endure any trial, and they should not be those who cause trial to men. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, do not prevent the servants of Allah, meaning the women, the female servants of Allah, from coming to the houses of Allah, the masajid of Allah. لكن يجب أن تأتي متسترة متحجبة غير متبرجة ولا متطيبة ولا رافعة صوتا ولا مبدية زينة. But the believing woman, that she wants to get the great reward, not to subject herself to a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the believing woman, yes, If she chooses to come, alhamdulillah, to the masjid, then she should come mutasattira or mutahajjiba. She has to adorn herself with the proper hijab. Al-hijab al-shar'i, not the hijab of her country. Some women, they be half hijab, and they think that's what we dress back home. No, this deen is not back home. No, this deen is back to the Quran and the Sunnah, not back to your country, back to your tribe, back to your place. No, you go back to the deen of Allah to take from it. So our sisters, you need to learn how to properly cover yourselves. Not like just the customs, following your customs. What if your custom doesn't go with the Quran and Sunnah? Now you have a big problem now. So you got to learn how to dress properly. Ask if you don't know. And also you should not, the women should not put perfume on and come to the masjid. It's not permissible for them to leave their homes with perfume on. And once they come, they should not raise their voices, whether in a parking lot, or whether in a masjid or in any place. And they should not display their adornments. Some women, they think when they come to Taraweeh, they're going to like, which one going to look better? This is not a pageant contest. When you come in for an ibadah, they're not going to like, in the end of the month of Ramadan, Miss Ramadan, Lady Taraweeh, Miss Taraweeh, or Miss this, or Miss... No, there is no such thing. If you think like that, get it out of your mind. Erase it. Push that delete button right now. You come in to worship Allah. Some women, that's how you understand. They be coming with high heels, and they post right there in front of the masjid for a while, and everybody look at them. Ain't nobody taking pictures, no shots, sister. Get it together. Ikhlas. Wal mutaba'ah. Ikhlas lillah. You're going to stand over there for what reason? You're going to some man look at you and you cause a problem for yourself and for that man? Fitna. No, don't come. Stay home. That's what you want to do, don't come. Do yourself a big favor. Until you clean your heart and you get your intention together, then you come to the house of Allah. You're supposed to come and park way there by the woman entrance if you're driving. If you're not, your husband or your brother, your father, your grandfather, your uncle, whoever it is, he's going to drop you over there. The closest. Of course, on a parking spot. We're not saying to the brothers, no, you just go and drop the sisters by the door. No. Okay? And you go straight to the masjid and you stay in the masjid. Nobody hear you, nobody know that you're here. That's a believing woman. You came, you pray Taraweeh, you back home, nobody know you're here. Now, even after the Taraweeh, if you're driving by yourself or your children, you go straight to your car. You gotta wait for your husband? Wait on the Musalla until he texts you and says, I'm in the car. Unless if you have another set of key and the car is parked away from the man's cars, then you can go over there and sit and wait, alhamdulillah, read Quran, do something. Now, you don't come in here and check what's going on. No, there ain't nothing to be checked. What's going on? No. Nah. ومع الفضل العظيم لمن صلى التراويح مع الإمام إلا أن هناك من يضيعها ويفرط فيها ولم يستشعر هول المطلع يوم يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم ولم يتذكر ظلمة القبر ووحشته سبحان الله فقيام الليل نور لظلمة القبر مع ما أعد الله للقائم من الأجر والمتوبة وعفو الذنب والخطيئة. Now with all of this virtue of صلاة التراويح and the greatness of the reward that Allah has for it, for those who perform Taraweeh, now you find certain people, man, they're lazy and they neglect Taraweeh. Right after Isha, they compete one another who's going to leave the masjid first. You think these people, they go into work? No, we're not talking about those. If those people got to go to work, alhamdulillah, people sick, shafakum Allah. Somebody got to go because his mother told him, listen, I want you to take me this or help me out. he says, "Mother, I'm going to go pray Isha." I said, "Okay, son, come right after Isha." That brother, don't pray Taraweeh. Go to see your mother and help her out, because that's an obligation. Taraweeh is now. Now, what if somebody has none of these things? No obligation. He doesn't want to run outside to check what's going on in the streets. You're not an officer, man. Even officers don't do it with that zeal. They stop in Dunkin' Donuts first and get their coffee and donuts before they go check the streets. They get a phone call and they're like, go check something else. And you, after Isha, you know, you're in the house of Allah. Alhamdulillah, ibadah. Another ibadah. We're not done in this masjid. After Isha, in Ramadan, we're not done, are we? Now there is Taraweeh. Say that to yourself. Say, listen, man, this is Ramadan. This is not Sha'ban. Yes, after Isha on Sha'ban, or Muharram, or Dhul Qa'dah, or Dhul Hijjah, I can go after Isha. But this is Ramadan, man. This is different. So I got to stay, so I can get this great reward. But some people, subhanAllah, they just leave. Can't even stay and pray. And this Taraweeh and this Ibadah will help us. When we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will see, we will be happy when we see this Taraweeh in the books of our records on Yawm al-Qiyamah. It will help us in the grave, because this is part of the good deeds. Righteous actions help a person in the grave, along with what we mentioned in the ahadith and the ayahs of the great reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for those who perform salata and layl with tahajjud and Taraweeh, especially in the month of Ramadan. بعض الناس يسير في اليوم ساعات طوال إما في شارع أو سوق أو ريادة ويتكاسل عن أداء هذه الركعات القليلة. Certain people, man, they walk all day. They run all the streets. They go from a mall to another mall, hours. Some people, they go and play ball. Basketball, soccer, baseball, name it. Go hiking, go fishing for hours. Hours. And why? And then when it comes to Taraweeh, all of a sudden they have no energy. Lazy. They spend hours doing, playing basketball. But then they can't even stand in the Taraweeh, subhanAllah. A few raka'at. وإليكم إخوتي الكرام وقفات مهمة. Now we're gonna, after this introduction, we'll bring some points, because when we bring points, it sticks. Okay. أولا السنة في القيام الإطالة. We should know that the sunnah, if you want, the sunnah in standing in a night, that has to be long standing. That's the sunnah. The sunnah actually is that the standing in the night prayer and is an, in the Taraweeh in Ramadan, supposed to be long. So this is the sunnah. You're a person of sunnah now. Salafi, upon the sunnah. So why bothers you when the imam recites a little bit longer? إذا لا تتأفف وتتذمر جاهد نفسك يا عباد الله واتبوت في هذه العبادة العظيمة. نعم. Now here is the sunnah. The sunnah actually is that the standing should be long. So it shouldn't be a problem for you. Shouldn't be a problem. Now all what matters to you, instead to focus on the ayah that the imam is reciting, if he recites ayah of Jannah, ask Allah for Jannah, ayah of Jahannam, say a'udhu billahi min al-nar, and the like, and focus and contemplate, make dua in the sujood. Now certain people, they're like, man, he's in a prayer. Last rakah, that's it. I ain't coming here. He's talking to himself. I ain't coming here. That's it, man. I'm done. I'm done, brother. That's it. He's talking to himself. That's why after the second rak'ah, some people leave. But still, I want to highlight this. I don't want you now, whenever, if tonight somebody leave after the second rak'ah, you're like, see, that's them. No. This is not what I'm talking about, right? I'm not talking about that. Right, Juan? You with me? Okay, he's with me. I'm laying down. All of you, right? Because like I said to you, there are people that they have things to do, Ikhwan. People, they receive a text message, mashallah, they have emergency. Person, mashallah, has to go to work, but he's like, listen, let me get at least two, inshallah. Naam, these good people. Alright? وَحْدَرْ مِنَ الْحَدِيثِ احْدَرْ مِنَ الْحَدِيثِ بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ مَعَ الْجِيرَانِ طويلة أخي الصلاة أتحبنا هذا الإمام الله يهديه
And be aware that you may be from certain people, after Taraweeh, they go and talk about the Imam and Taraweeh. Man, his brother, may Allah guide him. Man, he recites long. Ah, SubhanAllah, he put us through hardship. La ilaha illa. No, don't do that. Don't talk about the Imam like that. ربما حبط عملك من هذا التأفف والتململ. You may void, that action may be void by you complaining, man. Who knows? ومن سمعك قال هذا يقوم الليل كله. If somebody heard you talking like that, Taraweeh 50 minutes, and here you eating like you're praising yourself, like you've been standing all night. Taraweeh, night prayer was difficult. Because the people, they know the sunnah is long. لا يا أخوان, we don't talk about these things. صلاة القيام الآن لا تتجاوز ساعة والساعة والنصف بالكثير والله المستعان. In most masajid, in our times, most masajid, the taraweeh is 1 hour, at the most 1.5 hours. Where we're wrong? Correct me. That's it. 1 hour, at the most 1.5 hours, 11 rak'ahs are done. Still people complain. Hour, 1 hour. But then they watch a game, 2 hours. Fun. Actually get even more fun if that game goes to some extra overtime. Extra inning, some overtime. Alhamdulillah. They say Alhamdulillah for overtime. Watching kuffar sometimes playing games. But 1 hour in Taraweeh, listening to the Book of Allah, recitation, Quran, Ruku', Sujood, لا إله إلا الله. وتأمل في أمور دنياك التي ربما تخف انتظار طويل ولا تتأفف. And this is amazing. People, they stand in front of Allah so that their sins will be forgiven. And Allah writes for them the whole night if they finish with the Imam. And 1 hour is a lot. But to get to a stadium, which they have no business to be in, is sometimes people stand 6-7 hours to just get to the stadium. The game even, the players didn't even get there yet. The game may be cancelled, it rained out. But that brother, 5 o'clock in the morning, he's standing over there. Try to get a visa, now he's going there 2 days, camping. They open on Monday, he's going to go on Saturday. Stay right there, take with him his sandwiches. SubhanAllah, La ilaha illallah. Okay, we're no strangers of waiting. Didn't you try to call the Georgia power? That's what it is. I'm still trying to memorize that one. Try to call a Georgia power, whatever, any of those servers, right? Radiocom servers. Sometimes they put you in a hole for how long? Huh? 50 minutes, an hour, and now you're right there waiting. And then when the lady or the man, whatever, say, oh, we're sorry, don't worry about it, take your time. Sometimes you go to a restaurant, right or wrong, to eat. You drive for how long? Nice restaurant, halal, nice, beautiful, huh? 50 minutes, hour. Nothing, you're not mad. And you get to the, sometimes the restaurant, because it's nice restaurants, they don't have a place for you. They say, we got you, you're number 7. In a list, you know, you're the 7th family. Okay, you wait. How long? We don't know, 50 minutes, an hour. Oh, that's not a big deal. Not a big deal. You drove for 1 hour, now you were told to wait for another hour. It's still not a big deal. Now you gotta talk about the Imam. And after that, you say, oh, the food was good. Then when you sit, they ignore you. All the waitress or whatever, they ignore you for 15 minutes because they're busy. And you're sitting right there looking, MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. This is a good place, man. But in the house of Allah, you're like, man, where's the Imam? Man? Why didn't you call the Adhan? Why didn't you call the Adhan? Because it's not time yet. Now some people, they forget the time. Why do you call the Adhan? Now when they take the, they bring you the menu, and then you take what? 20 minutes to read the menu. Are you ready? No, not yet.
Take your time. Yeah, that's what we're here for.
Then they decide. It takes another 10-20 minutes to just the family decide, and they take the order. 50 minutes to an hour and 15 minutes waiting for your food, right or wrong. And they give you a little bit butter or something, some salad to snack on, some chips, huh? Some dip. And you're like, oh, this tastes good. It's 99 cent store, man, they have them, the same ones. They have them in there. Now they charge you $6.99 for a little portion. The whole bag, family size, is 99 cents in a family store. Now you're enjoying it. And then when they come and say, we're sorry. No, don't worry about it. We're okay, we're all right. MashaAllah. But in Taraweeh, where's the imam? Sometimes the imam pray for rakat and he's a human being, gotta go make wudu. Where are you going? It's none of your business. Where are you going? You don't tell the waiters where are you going. The waiter goes smoke outside the cigarette and you saw him from the windows, and when he comes you give him a smile. How you doing, MashaAllah? You didn't tell him where are you going. Now the imam going to make wudu. Now where he going? La ilaha illallah. Naam ya akhwan. We're saying this because some of us do these things. Okay? And we shouldn't do things like this. ثانياً لا يكون للشيطان نصيب في صلاتك فيوردك موارد الرياء والسمع والحديث عن النفس وتزكيتها. You shouldn't let the shaitan take anything from your prayer. Because if you lead the shaitan, you invite him and open the door and allow him into your prayer, the shaitan will get you into problems. That's what the shaitan good at. Okay? Because now he wants to look good and do some extra things that you don't do when you're alone. Why? Because people are around you. Why? Because the shaitan is telling you, listen, man, you're around people, right? Make it nice. They're looking at you right now. Two people in the corner, six behind you. It's like some good brothers in there. All right, come on, man. The father of that sister you intended to marry, he's here. And he's not alone. Or three uncles in here, too. All right, do a good job now. This man cries and everything. Cries. Afwan. He's praying to Eid al-Masjid, he may add the third rak'ah. Not paying attention to what he's saying. Add the third rak'ah. Because he's not paying attention. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Now, don't talk about what you do. I prayed this nice prayer. I finished my juz today. I took some people here. I brought some water today to the masjid. No, don't say things like that. Protect yourself. Just do things. And keep them between you and between your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, the shaitan is not going to leave you alone. The more you want to be sincere and you want to do things for Allah, the shaitan is going to come at you. Don't give up. Keep fighting. ثالثا لا تتكلف رفع الصوت عندما يدعو الإمام ولا تصرخ وتبكي بصوت مرتفع. Likewise, thirdly, in Jumu'ah or for example, or Imam is giving a maw'idah or something and they make dua, do not raise your voice with Ameen. Say it to yourself. Everybody say it to himself. Likewise, in Taraweeh, try not to cry in a way that people, everybody heard about you. Oh, that brother was crying, mashallah. Try to keep it to yourself. Shed tears, alhamdulillah. Shed tears. Don't try, even if you try to cry, try to keep it to yourself. You don't want nobody to know what you're doing. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to cry, but they hear a voice, they hear some type of noise, but not like, crying. And some people, when they are alone, they don't cry. They cry when the imam, some imam in Taraweeh, You know, they just beautify their voice overboard.
Which the ulama, they said this is not good, by the way. You gotta stay simple.
Now some a'imma, they cannot chant the Quran. Chant it like they almost singing, wal'iyadu billah. And then when they get to an ayah of Jahannam, oh, they recite it 7 times. At the first time, the person, he didn't pay attention. And they stop, and they, what is it? They rhyme it, different rhythm. Everybody cry now. And especially if the imam is crying. Sometimes the imam cries at the ayah of talaq, of hayd. Imam is just, he cried, I don't know what's his reason. Maybe he remembers something and start crying, and people start crying too, following the imam. But when the imam recites about tawheed, about shirk, about jahannam, ain't nobody crying. People are yawning. But he's talking about tawheed. People ascribing partners with Allah in worship, nobody's crying. That's why the ulama of Islam, they says, look, when you hear an imam cry, and you see the people who are sincere, they cry at the ayats of tawheed. When Allah is mentioned with his names, attributes, they cry. The other people who are there for show, they cry. Any ayah, just because the way it rhymes, and they cry. La barakallahu fikum. رابعا مسح الوجه باليدين بعد دعاء القنوت مخالف للسنة ولم يرد فيه نص. So when the imam recites in the qunut and taraweeh, you say amin to yourself. Don't raise your voice. Amin. Amin. Say amin to yourself. Don't bother the people next to you. And when the imam finished the qunut and he's going to go for sujood, some people they know. لا. It's not from the sunnah. You don't wipe your face or anything, okay? خامسا لا تكثر من الطعام قبل التراويح حتى تؤديها وأنت مرتاح البال غير متخم بالطعام. Number 5 from the advices and the guidelines, don't eat a lot of food before تراويح. Stay light so you can move freely. In Taraweeh, you can make ruku', you can make sujood, alhamdulillah. Some people, they eat, man, they fill their belly, they can't even make sujood. And now they want to blame it on who? The imam. The imam give you a plate of food, he see you all day. They eat a lot, now they can't even make sujood. As soon as they make the sujood, the food is coming. They're not even saying Subhanallah, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la. They're supposed to be making dua, now they just worry about the food. When they even say Allah, they already are. Imam didn't even finish Allahu Akbar. They hurt. Take it easy, man. Eat after Taraweeh. Eat after Taraweeh. And even after Taraweeh, eat with moderation, because Ramadan is not... some people, they say, I'm going to make it up. Make it up what? Hours, I got to lie. In the Maghrib, they're going to eat the breakfast, lunch, and whatever the snack they used to snack. Some people are like that. They have breakfast. After Maghrib, they have breakfast food. They have their eggs and grits and bacon and sausage. And kibda, you know kibda, liver, huh? And shabati, they finish that, this is after Maghrib, before Taraweeh, and then they have chicken and rice, goat, alright, and salad. Why, akhi? Oh, this is my breakfast and lunch. And then some snacks. This is Ramadan. La ilaha illallah. Now I gotta do it, I gotta do it. Because this is wrong. I mean, breakfast, lunch. No, it's not like that. Like this brother told me once, we were driving in a car, and it was a rental car. It was a nice day. It was like in the 60s, but the AC was on. I said to him, if you just like turn off the AC and put the windows down, it's a beautiful day. He's like, you're right. And he started laughing. And he told me that. He said, look, this is not me, but he says, his cousin. He said, he has a cousin. Whenever he rents a car, he uses everything in the car. It may be 110 degrees, he got to turn the heat on. Why? I pay for it. I got to use everything in this car. La, 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 la. No, it shouldn't be like that way. You use what's good for you, what works for you. That's what you use. So now, the advice here, take it easy. After Maghrib, eat light. See the iftar we do here at Masjid Tawfid. Wallahi, that's enough for us until after Taraweeh. That's enough. But many of us have another plan. سادسا نعم لأبنائك عليك حق التربية وواجب الأمر فأحضرهم ليشهدوا صلاحة الجماعة والتراويح واجعلهم بجوارك وعودهم على الطعام للصغار. نعم رمضان is a great opportunity for a whole family. Your children have rights over you in education. They need to know that this is a great month of Ramadan. Don't keep them in the house all the time. Bring them some time. Bring them even more times. If you can, every night bring your children to the masjid so that they can see Taraweeh. Because you used to bring them before Ramadan, after Isha, they leave. But now you tell them, look, we're going for Isha, but we're not leaving, we're going to stay. How long? I want you to find out. It's better when you find out, right, Idris? It's better when you find out. Make it like look like it's, what do you call it? Interesting sense. I want you to find out. And when we come back home, you let me know about that experience. Okay, you're ready? I'm ready. You sure? Sure. That's sure. Now, sure. All right, let's do it. And before you bring them, you tell them about the etiquette of the masjid. Son, we're going to the masjid, okay? It's the house of Allah. We pray there, okay? We're not going to run. All right? And you make your children stand next to you. Just in case if they want to play, because kids, they forget. You address them. Because other people might not address your children kindly. Right or wrong? Now, you keep your children next to you. Inshallah ta'ala. So that they grow up loving this ibadah from when they were very young. Don't force them. Encourage them. سابعا number 7 احرص على تطيب والتزين هذا للرجال عند ذهابك للمسجد امتثالا لقوله تعالى يا بني آدم خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد. For men, yes, because men, they come a lot to the masjid, and we're supposed to come to the masjid and stay for Taraweeh. So make sure that your hygiene is good. Take a shower, alhamdulillah, not every salat. Especially if you came and do a lot of work, whether at your job or you were cleaning in the house or do mowing the grass or whatever, working under your car, whatever, clean yourself. If you can take a shower, take a shower. If you cannot, wash up. Huh? Wash yourself. Put some deodorant under your armpits. Put some perfume, some scent, oil scent. Make sure that your clothing are clean. They don't have to be brand new. No, clean, nice, no smell. Because you're gonna stand in front of the people, with the people. And you don't want to offend somebody, Allahu Akbar. They just worry about you. Instead of making dua for him, may Allah get this brother after the second rak'ah out of here. Hey, make your hygiene. Actually, somebody next to you, want to make somebody feel bad next to you. He already have hygiene, but he smells that nice smell on you. And oh, I feel bad. I'm standing next to this good brother, man. He beat me in this one. See? So you encourage the people, barakallahu feekum. It'd be nice if you have some oil with you, nice one, and tell the people, but warn them. But sometimes some people, they cannot, you know, have some smells, because they have allergies.
allergies. That's better than sensitive allergies.
Right.
Why we do this? Because Allah tells us, O children of Adam, beautify yourself when you come to the masjid for the salah. You gotta beautify yourself. People come in their pajamas. SubhanAllah. People come in, I don't know, t-shirts and the same outfit. He play basketball for 3 hours. He came and pray. He came to the masjid just like that. But if he has a dentist appointment, he gotta, oh, I gotta stop. Excuse me, hey, can I talk to so and so? Yeah. It's okay if I come half an hour late. Why? You know, I just play a game. I gotta go wash up. Yeah, for dentist. But for the masjid, well, in the masjid, you have to stop half an hour the game. You're not gonna call the people after what they're gonna call the iqama. Excuse me, can you wait half an hour? Ain't nobody waiting for you. Now you're gonna do the homework. You stop the game half an hour, maybe an hour before. Yes, you can play a game, no problem. If you follow the guidelines of Islam pertaining to that game, inshallah, but you stop half an hour before the game, 45 minutes before the game, go take a shower. Because if you come here like that, you smell. Sometimes we don't smell ourselves, right or wrong. And we want to argue. No, if you know yourself, you got to go wash up, change your clothing, come to the masjid. Thaminan. Number 8, احفظ لسانك من الحديث عن الإمام واحذر الحديث عنه وغيبته والاستهزاء به وإن كان لك وجهة نظر فاستشره فيها وانصحه لله عز وجل فالدين نصيحة. نعم. Beware that you may talk and backbite the Imam of the Masjid. The Imam who leads the Taraweeh, yeah, the way he recites, yeah, he didn't have a good voice. Because certain people, they've been looking for like somebody who entertained them. Taraweeh is not an entertainment, it's an ibadah, it's an act of worship. Alright? It's not an entertainment. Yes, certain people, they come, the Imam alhamdulillah, hafiz, taqi, a man of sunnah, he recites with the rules of tajweed. But some people, now he didn't have a voice like a ajmi. He's not ajmi, man. You want a ajmi? Go to Saudi Arabia. Okay? And then they, worst thing, they go out of Taraweeh. What do you think about the Imam? Yeah, ain't nobody, man. Nah, I ain't coming back. What? Oh, man, his voice, man. He got no voice on him. He got no voice. Are you there for the voice? You're there for the ahkam. Are you there for the Quran or for the voice? You're there to hear the Quran, the speech of Allah. That Imam is reciting ayats and tawheed and shirk and jannah and jahannam. Commands of Allah, regulations. That's what you be focused on, not on his voice. So never fall into this trick of the shaitan. Go out and backbite the Imam. This. No, if you have some advice, you advise the Imam. You go to him, say, Jazakallah khair for Taraweeh, but just, I don't know, I could be wrong. But this is just between you and him. Because deen is nasiha. Number 9, lastly, فرغ نفسك هذا الشهر من كثرة لقاء الناس وتفرغ لأمر آخرتك ولا تكن بعد صلاة التراويح كالتي لقدت غزلها. سبحان الله. Now this is a great month of Ramadan. You gotta prepare for it. You gotta free yourself. Things that you used to do before Ramadan, and if you cannot do them, don't bother with them. Everything can wait. Except for your job, for example. If you cannot take off. If you can take off in a month of Ramadan, or most of it, that's what you want, your vacation, so that you can spend the time in the masjid, in the ibadah. And anything else, those trips, fishing, playing games, soccer, whatever, baseball, tennis, I don't know. Cancel everything in Ramadan. People calling out a game. Game? Ramadan, man, what are you talking about? I ain't no games. I don't know games in Ramadan. No games in Ramadan. Nothing. No fishing in Ramadan. Unless if you're fishing for your family because you want to eat. No, this is not the case in our times, in here. So no, none of those trips. Just for fun, no fun in Ramadan like that. Now you gotta do what's gonna help you. Free yourself. To do something that will help you on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And don't
make the mistake that certain people do. They come here, pray Isha, come early, alhamdulillah, read Quran, and they wait, Taraweeh, Qunut, and then when they leave where? Coffee place. Sit there and talk about people, backbite people. لا يا أخوان, this is not good. فبعد هذه العبادة صيام وقيام تسهر على ما يغضب الله عز وجل مشاهدة الحرام استماع الأغاني مخالطة الفساق. After these two great عبادة, you fast the whole day and now you stand in Taraweeh, and after that what? You're gonna go and do what that is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by watching haram, listening to haram, backbiting people, ghiba, namima, and the like. لا يا أخوان. قيل وقال. Muslim should protect his ibadah. Why you fast all day and you stand for all this time? Now you're going to go and start backbiting people, doing things that is haram until almost Fajr comes in? No. You go home and sleep. Now you go home, if you didn't eat yet, you eat a little bit in moderation, talk to your family, Assalamu alaikum. Go to sleep so you can get up for Fajr, Alhamdulillah. If you can do it with no friends in Ramadan, that is even better for you. Too many friends in Ramadan, that's not good. Because what happens when friends get together? What they do usually? They talk. Talk about what? Anything but the deen. Oh, guess what, man, I went to the mall. Okay, so what's special for me to listen to another brother telling me his trip to the mall? Yeah, and we're stuck in the traffic. And this truck, man, this big truck, maybe it was Carolina, tag. Is this going to be on my scale in Yom Al-Qiyamah? A truck coming from Carolina? No, none of that. That's why, yes, you have friends, put them on hold in Ramadan. Yes, you meet them, Salaamu Alaikum, Hayyakallah, keep harit, Barakallah, Jazakallah, khair. Why? Because your friends can cause you a lot of damage. And I've seen it sometimes. I see two people sitting in here after Fajr, and they talking to each other. They friends. Akhi, you can talk after that. Read Quran. Ibadah, Salaamu Alaikum, Hayyakallah. Yes, a good friend, when he send you a text message, come and pick me up for Salat. Naam, you go pick him up if you can. He's sick, I shall go visit him. But now you're just going in and coming to the masjid, you're talking about the dunya. Going in the masjid here, talking about dunya. When are you going to read the Quran? When are you going to remember Allah? When are you going to ask Allah for forgiveness? No. Cut down on people. Inshallah, after Ramadan, yes. And even after Ramadan. Friends, they help each other. They remind one another. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. كيف حالك يا اخي طيب لاباس بخير كل شيء مزيان ساتان في عام اسد حيا نقا ما شاء الله توفى بيان الحمد لله اسد now go اخي do what we came here. We came to this masjid to talk about soccer, talk about basketball, talk about the Olympics, right? The Olympics. No. We're not going to talk about Romney and Obama. We ain't talking about who's going to win, who's going to lose. Some losers, they're always losers. They can win. But it's you and me. What are we going to be with, the losers or with the winners? What side? So we come to the house of Allah, mashallah, alhamdulillah. Likewise, in a car, you pick up a brother and he will recite, you were listening to Quran. Now this brother, he's going to be talking to you. Tell him, I was listening to the Quran before you came here. Jazakallah khair, barakallah, listen with me. And keep listening to the Quran. Why do you want to switch the channel for? If you want to switch the channel, switch it to something better, not something worse. Nah. Sometimes it's amazing if somebody listening to some news. And if somebody starts wait. Let me listen to the news, please. Right or wrong. But the Quran... he can say, I turn in for you. What you want to say? No, but the Quran. It's okay, no problem. The news, no. But the Quran, he's going to turn off the Quran so he can listen to the person. No, ya akhwan. وكذلك نوصي الأخوات المسلمات بالستر والعفاف. ولتعلم المرأة المسلمة أن صلاتها في بيتها خير لها من صلاتها في المسجد. Likewise, advice once again to our beloved sister in Islam that we want good for them. If you come to the masjid, which is permissible for you for Taraweeh, come covered properly, as we mentioned before. But keep in mind, with that, praying in your home is better than you than praying in a masjid. La ilaha illallah. A woman came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she said to him that, I love to pray with you in your masjid. The Prophet ﷺ said to her, yes, I know that you love to pray here in my masjid with me, meaning behind the Prophet ﷺ. He said, but praying in the masjid of your people is better than praying with me in my masjid. In reward. And praying in your house is better for you than to pray in the masjid of your people. No, it's very important for our sisters to know. But yes, if they want to come, they can. But it's up to them. It's up to them to see what's good for them. But we understand sometimes the sisters, the whole day in the house, they want to come out too. It's an opportunity for them to come, alhamdulillah, and to pray behind the imam and to participate and in these great times in Ramadan. No, they can come. But what's good for them is they shouldn't make it a habit every night and I gotta go. No. Remember, your house is better for you, inshaAllah ta'ala. وَعَلَيْكَ أَنْ تَحْفَظِ دِينَكِ وَلِسَانَكِ وَعِرْدَكِ. Protect your religion, your deen, your tongue, and your honor. Don't get involved with what the people are saying. Be involved with what's good for you. Do what's benefit you, inshaAllah ta'ala. Allahumma taqabbal minna as-siyam wa al-qiyam. We ask Allah to accept from us the fasting and the standing. Allahumma waffiqna lit-ta'at wa janibna munkarat. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us successful, to do actions of obedience. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from falling into evil. Allahumma islah ahwalana wa ahwal muslimin. May Allah rectify our affairs and the affairs of the Muslims. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. O Allah, accept from us our deeds. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِوَالِدِينَ وَلِجَمِعِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And have mercy on us and our parents and the Muslims. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.